Welcome back to The Space, a mindfulness podcast for everyone. In some parts of Australia, it's the first Monday back after school holidays. If you've had a fortnight off and now you're feeling frantic, there is a name for it. Have you heard of re-entry anxiety? You may have heard it mentioned after the COVID lockdown. It's a type of short-term anxiety that we can experience when we've been out of the workplace or any situation and then return to it. According to the mental health charity This Way Up, re-entry anxiety is a normal and valid response to change and uncertainty. But boy, is it uncomfortable. Luckily, there are ways you can help yourself to ease back into reality. And it doesn't involve handing in your notice. This Way Up recommend a number of coping tools. Look at the bigger picture. Try to remember things you have missed about going to work, whether it's buying yourself a fancy coffee or having a commute to listen to podcasts. What have you missed about working when you've been on holidays? We bet there's something. Try not to delay. The longer you wait, the worse your re-entry anxiety can feel. On the first day back, don't postpone meetings or interactions. There is a difference between easing yourself in and avoidant behaviour. Acknowledge what you're feeling. It is possible to feel excited and anxious about heading back to work. This is totally normal, and it's important not to judge yourself. You might be excited to go back to work, but you also miss your kids. You don't have to ignore these feelings. Make space for all of them. Take a few deep breaths. Inhale, exhale. Loosen the tension in your shoulders. You've got this. If you're a caregiver, you've survived school holidays. This is child's play in comparison. Space out.